This sheet is dedicated Le'il Nishmas Uvi Moiri Yixil Yehida Ben Tzvi Ve'imi Marusi Laya Bashmil Tahay Nishmusam Tziriru B'tzroi Hachayim.
Rav Gimel Amad Aleph, four lines down from the top. The Mishnah says, Atzori Ko Hashmura. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this man Krishma ends at the end of the first watch of the night. Because he holds the Shoch Becho, means when you are in the act of going to lie down. And by the end of the first Ashmura, people are already lying down. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? If he holds that the night is divided into three watches, like we'll see later the two opinions about that, Lema, so let him say, at Alba Shoyes, up to 4 hours. Why does he have to mention Ashmura? And if he holds, Alba Mishmuras Havelaila, that the night is divided into four watches, Lema let him say, Ad Sholosh Shoyes, 3 hours. But always the day is 12 hours, no matter how long or short it is, and the night is 12 hours, not clock hours. That's how the halacha divides the day into 12 hours, from beginning of the day until the end of the day. The night, from the beginning of the night to the end of the night, no matter how long or short the day or the night is. So let him say, how many hours? Because the watch is something that's not that clear cut. Who knows when the watches begin? After all, we don't have any Ashmura here, even in the times of Beis HaMikdash, that was delineated, was clearly marked with a boundary. So therefore, let him say, how many hours? Why say Ashmura? And for the Gemara, in reality he holds Sholish Mishmores Havayalai, like you see later, that's what he holds. But the night is three Mishmores. So why doesn't he say up to the end of 4 hours? Why does he mention Mishmora? This is what he teaches us by mentioning Ashmura. That there are Mishmores in Rekia. Rekia means in the Seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instituted in spiritual things, in the spiritual world. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else. Besides the world of Gashmias that Hashem created, He created the world of Ruchnias too. It's His creation, it's a creation, but it's a special world of Ruchnias. And in that world of Ruchnias, there are Mishmores. And therefore, we should know down on earth below, we have to mark our Ishmores according to those. For what purpose? We'll soon see. But there are Mishmores Berekia, and down below, here we practice also Eshmores, for a certain purpose. First day after him. Betanya Varanga Baraisim. And the Lezer Eimer, Sholish Mishmores, Havaya Laila. The night has three Mishmores. And now he tells us the significance of the Mishmores. The Alto Mishmor of Mishmore. At the beginning or end of every Mishmar, this we'll see later what he's talking about, but at the boundary of every Mishmar, Yerushev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'sheyekai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and cries out, he roars like a lion. It means he mourns for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash and the exile. Shenema, Hashem Yimorem Yishak, Hashem from on high cries out, Omimoyin Kodisho Yitain Toilo, and from his holy habitation he gives forth his voice. Shoog Yishag Al Noveh. He cries out because of his habitation. Now, since three times the word Shoag or Yishag is mentioned, It's a remez for three different occasions when our Kodesh Baruch Hu cries out at night. Now that's at night time. We'll see later why he says at night. And therefore, he wants us to know that we down below should observe also three mishmaros for the same purpose of crying out for the Korban Beis HaMikdash at night. The Siman V'Dabor, how can you recognize it? What's the sign down below to recognize? Mishmora Rishayna, during your first Mishmora, Chamoy Hilanoyel, the donkey is braying. That was the practice of these animals, that at night, the first part of the night, they were braying, then they finally kept quiet. Shnia, the second part of the night, Klovim Seyakim, dogs cry out. Shlishi is the third part of the night. Tinuk Yainik Mishdeim. The child awakes and begins to suckle from his mother's breasts. The Isham is Sateres and Bal. And he says another, Simon, in case there's no little child around, a woman is already up. They're preparing to get up for the day's work. And a woman is talking to her husband. She's giving him instructions, what is necessary to bring home from the field that day, produce for the house. So a woman is speaking to her husband as before daybreak, just near the end of the third Mishmah. So therefore, at these Mishmahs, we should know, is an auspicious, a favorable time for those who want to be Mekayim the morning for the whole Beis HaMikdash. So the righteous people who want to make the fulfill what says in Eichah, Kumi Yeroini Balaila Leroish Ashmuris, arise and sing out or cry out at night at the boundaries of the Shmuris. It means these times that are delineated here. Say that. What is that enumerating? It hilas mishmoras kochoshim. It is enumerating the beginning of each mishmor. That's what he's telling us when each mishmor begins. If that's the case, then chilas mishmora v'sheino simno lomeli. Why do I need a simon to mark the beginning of the first mishmor? Ortohi, that's nightfall. When the night begins, that's the beginning. So why tell us a simon when the first mishmor begins? Isaif mishmor is kachoshi, and if he is enumerating the end of each mishmor, so sof mishmor achreina lomeli simna. Why do you need a simon for the end of the last mishmor? Your mama is daytime. When the day begins, that's a sign that the last mishmor is finished. Ela Gemara says, one text, choshiv sof mishmor avishena. He enumerates the end of the first mishmor. Otchilas mishmor achreina, and the beginning of the last mishmor. The emsois, the emsois, and the middle of the middle mishmah. So by these three ways, we can find our way during the night. We can know when the first mishmah ends, we can know when the last mishmah begins, and we know the middle of the middle mishmah. So more or less, we're able to orient ourselves throughout the night. The boy is saying, if you wish, you can say another task. Uluhu sof mishmah is kakashi. In all cases, he's enumerating the end of each mishmor. The chitema, and if you say what you asked before, achreina lo tzorich, the last mishmor doesn't need a simon when it ends, because we see that the day begins. When the day begins, that's the end of the last mishmor. The answer is, v'amai nafkamina, for what comes out of it, and for what purpose does it tell us the end of the last mishmor? V'miki kriyishma, in order to make kriyishma in the morning, v'mande goni be'bayis awful. If somebody's lying down in that dark house, there's a room without windows. V'mande goni, now man is lying be'bayis awful. Many people had rooms without windows. V'lo yodaz man kriyishma emes, and he doesn't know when is man kriyishma, because he doesn't see that the day is coming. He has no windows. Therefore, he tells us a simon at the end of the third mishmah, kiven yisha v'saperes and baila, or tina gerik v'shdeima, v'reka let him go, get up, v'likhe, and let him read kriyishma. Say that. Now, we'll keep your finger on the line. and look in the Tesis, third Tesis, Laman de Gonia. Shoti and Eddie, with your finger, please. Tesis, Laman de Gonia, Bibayas Offal, someone who is lying in a dark room. Rebbe Elezer requires that you shouldn't say Krishma acheyakya ben Tcheles lekarsi until you can recognize between Tcheles and Karsi is blue-green, the Krishma shel Shachris. So that requires it should be well light. So this simen, from Ishim Esapera Salvaila, they're just the beginning of dawn. So how can you say that's the time of Krishma for Rebbe Elezer? Yesh Lema takes the answer. Mikol Mokom, still it's useful to know that. Kivin She Yoda Mosai Yale Amuda Shachar, since you'll know when the dawn begins to rise, that's when Ishim Esapera Salvaila, so Kedim She Yokom, the Yazamin Atzmai, before he gets up and he prepares himself to say Krishma, Kvor Higia Oisayas. Already that time, for Krishma has arrived and should recognize Ben Tehilas Akasa. So therefore, it's useful to know when Amud HaShachar is, Ishma Sapera Sambhava, in order that by the time he's ready, he makes preparations. It is not of Krishma already. Say that. If you lost the place, ask your neighbor. In the Gemara, Omar Yitzhak Bar Shmuel. Omar Yitzhak Bar Shmuel. Mishmei Derav, Gimel Mishmoes Harim Laila. The night is divided into three Mishmoes. Al Kol Mishmoru Mishmor, Yoyishev HaTodesh Borohu, Vishayei Kwai. Now note the metaphor. He cries out, he roars like a lion. We'll come back to that soon. And he says, Oy la bonim, alas for the children, Shebabon Hoseyem Yacharabti as basic, that because of their sins, I had to destroy my house. So it means, what a pity it is that they committed sins that made it necessary to destroy the house. Yisorabti as Hecholi, and I burn my palace, my sanctuary. Destroying the house means where the Shekhinah dwelt. So the Shekhinah was among them. That was a very great happiness when the Shekhinah was among them. In addition, I destroyed my palace. The palace was a glory of Kaved Shomayim. The Beis HaMikdash was a demonstration of the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the nations of the world, whenever they saw this building, as a big, impressive building, were given the lesson that here is a nation that believes in a Beirish in my heart. So again, Beisi means my house where I dwell, the Shekhinah was in Yisrael, and Hecholi means Kvei Shomayim. The Higlesim of Beinu Omisoyla, and I exiled them among the nations of the world. That's a separate sorrow, to go into exile among the Goyim. Tanya learned about Isaiah, Omer Avies Pamachas, once I was walking on the road, I entered one of the ruined buildings of the Chorbis of Yerushalayim. In Rabbi Yis's time, Yerushalayim was a Chorbin. It was a time of the Tanoim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, that's what he was, and Yerushalayim was a Chorbin. It wasn't a Jewish city anymore, it was a ruined place. So he entered one of the ruins of Yerushalayim with Spalel, to stand Shmon Esra there. Bo Eliyahu Zohalatoi, Eliyahu Novi, was mentioned many times with the appellation Zohalatoi, maybe you remember it for good. Eliyahu stood many times in good stead for tzaddikim. He used to visit them. Eliyahu was given the privilege of appearing to tzaddikim. Vishom Ali ala Pesach, and he waited for me by the door. Until I finish my shmones. After I finish, Amalei says, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. That's how he greeted me. I said to him, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, you ready? Amalei said to me, Benin, if Neiman Nechnasto Lechobas, why did you enter this ruined building? Yamalta Lasetim, this follow, because that's one answer. Amalise said to me, Hoyalachol is Pala Badera. You should have stood Shmanesa on the road, on the street, and not to go into this ruined building. Yamalta Lasetim, I said to him, why did I go into the building? Miss Yore Hoyis, I was afraid, Shema Yachsiku bi Oyvedoch, maybe the bypassers would interrupt me. Goyim maybe would interrupt me in my Shmanesa. Amalise said, you should have davened a short shmonesa. The short shmonesa is the three first brochas that we have, and then havineinu. That's one long brocha that includes the ideas of all the intermediate brochas and the three last brochas of shmonesa. People who are ill can use that instead of standing a full shmonesa. So again, havineinu. That's the beginning of the intermediate block. After saying the first three, they say Harineda, which includes all the ideas of the intermediate block, and then the last three. In the big Shidur, you'll find Harineda. So it's preferable to say Harineda, a shorter Shmonesa, when you're afraid of being disturbed, rather than going into a Churban to stand Shmonesa. At that time, I learned from him three things. If not in the churbe, you shouldn't go into a churbe, even for Shmonesa. And not for Shmonesa, surely not. Don't go into a ruined building. We'll soon see why. Lomarati, I learned she is Pali Madera, that you have a right to stand Shmonesa on the street. You might think the street is not reverence. You have to look for a private place. No. Out of necessity, it's mutter that stand Shmonesa on the street. Well, Marathi Alvarin, Sham is followed by Derat, that you daven on the street, where you're afraid you'll be disturbed. Miss Palil, Tfilog, so he has a right to daven a short field, although you're free to say 19 brachas on Shmonesa. And here you're only saying 7 brachas, the first three and the middle one, the last three. Still, in order not to be disturbed, it's preferable to say a Tfilog, so. Omar, he said to me, B'nai, ma kail shamata b'chorvato, what noise or what sound did you hear in this ruined building? Yomaltila said to him, shamati bas kail shimanahemes kiyena. I heard a prophetic voice that was cooing like a dove. Yomalta, Romera, since it is said, the voice said, koi la bonim, shababa nesei mechrati es besi, so Rabbi is Heholi, the Iglesia in the Beit Homes. Now we have to understand that our Kodesh Baruch Hu said above was roaring like a lion, and he heard it like a dove. When Eliyahu HaNavi asked him what sound he heard, he was testing him if he was a great man, if he heard anything. Now sometimes people don't hear anything. They're not capable of hearing a basko. But Yeshu was a great man, and he was capable of a basko. But it's not complete understanding of what the Chorban Beis HaMikdash was. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu understands more, roars like a lion of the Chorban. A great man like Yehoshua hears a low, mournful voice like a dove. So each person, according to his abilities, understands the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. A great man understands this more, a lesser person less. Had he been a lesser person, he wouldn't have heard anything at all. Omali. And the Eliyahu said to me, Chayechot, by your life, the Chayereshcha, and by the life of your head, wanted to press upon him, so he said it with a shwer. Lo shazu gavadim ereskach, not only this time, you see, it was night time when the Yesi came in there. Not only at that time was the voice, say that, elo bichol yoyim bo yoyim, every day, it means that every night, sholosh probably 3 times, it means on each mishma, or mereskach. For those who believe that, not only at that time, there's another time. When people come, the Jews come into Bote Knesses, Bote Midrash, where they learn Torah. And they speak up, Yeheishmo HaGogo Nevoira, we say Yeshme Rabbe Mora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu menanei haberesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nas with his head, kava yochol emeses, ashrei hamele, shemekalosin oisu bebeisaka, How happy would be the king when they praise it in his own house? So it means the Beis Hamikdash. How happy I would have been had they said that. Why did the father have to exile his sons? And folks would say, he wanted to say, alas for the father who exiled his sons. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he couldn't say that, so he said, why did the father exile his sons? The oy lohem labonim, and alas for their sons, shegolu me'al shulchan aviv, that they were exiled from their father's table. So he's saying three things. First, he said that whatever you'll do in this world to acquire perfection in understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing compared to what you could have gained in the Beis Hamikdash. Secondly, he says, what a loss it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his children don't serve him in the Beis Hamikdash, because in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis Hamikdash, it was a great Kvod Shamayim. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread in the world, his prestige, the Yamuna, of the belief in the Torah, spread in the world as a result of serving him in the Beis Hamikdash. And the third is, what a great loss is for them that they're not on their father's table. Eating at the father's table is more pleasure than you have to eat at strangers' tables. And if you would be in it, because he's brought to his table, you'd get more. It means you get more benefit, you succeed more in the orphanage, and your purpose in the world. Say that. The bottom page is five lines up from the bottom. Ella Nira. Put your fingers, please. Find a place with your finger. Five lines up from the bottom, and the bottom is Elon Nira. Tesfis was asking why Kaddish is said in Aramis, not in Lashon Kaddish. Why is it, Tesfis asks, that Kaddish is said in Aramis? Why not Lashon Kaddish? So there was a reason given before, but Tesfis didn't accept that reason, Elon Nira, but it seems as follows. Gemara says, at the end of a Sifta Seitan, the world endures only because of the merits, Elo Asidra Dikidushte. It means, on what we say in the Volitzim, we say Kidushe. The Ayahesh Me Rabbe, the Bosar Agarate. Ayahesh Me Rabbe, it said after Agarate. It means after Kaddish. After Agarate, it said Kaddish. For this we infer that after learning halacha alone, you don't say yet, Kaddish, Rabbanan. Kaddish, Rabbanan, you see, after I got it, that's why it's a custom, after learning halacha, you say, Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi. It should be I got it. Now, the world exists only because of that. It means, in the times where the Gezeiras, and certain things the Goyim didn't permit, the Jews did, the Romans didn't permit. So they used to sneak in, at the end, Kiddushe, in the Volitzian, that's why it was made at that place, because before, the Goyim were on guard, they shouldn't say Kiddushin. So they said it in the Volitzian, it was sneaked in there, and the Yesh Merad al-Agarate, on these two things the world endures, exclusive these two things. So Tesh explains, so Yerigilim Lema Kaddish Achar HaDrasha. It was a custom to say Kaddish after the Drasha. The Shomhu Amay HaRatzis. They were also ignorant people. Everybody came to hear the drasha. That's how it used to be in ancient times. Everybody came to hear the drasha. Talmidei Chachamim and Amei Haaretz. And even women came. But Amei Haaretz, not all understood Lashon Kaddish. But Kach Tiknu, that's why they instituted Kaddish with Lashon Targum. Shoyakel Mevinim, everyone understood. Shazen Ho Yulashem. That was the language in those days to speak Aramis. Say that. In the Gemara, to Mishura, it's up from the bottom, Tone Rabban. In the Gemara, to Mishura, it's up from the bottom, Tone Rabban. Bipnei Shloisha Devorim, Einich Nosim Lechobe. Because of three reasons, we don't enter a ruined building. Now first, as a Hagdama, we have to know there were periods, eras, in our history. At the beginning of our history, down to the Chorban Bayis Rishon, it was an entirely different kind of period. At that time, there was the Shechinah, was Shechinah b'Yisrael, and there was Nevuah, and sometimes Malachim appeared. Very rarely, of course, but sometimes a malach appeared. After the Churban of the first Beis Hamikdash, all that stopped. No more Shechina was in the Bayis Sheni, Gemara says, and no more Nevuah. However, there's a Bas Koil and Shedim used to appear. Shed is a minor form of a malach. Later, after the times of the Shas, even that stopped. And so, Shedim disappeared too. But in times of the Gemara, there were visitation by Shedim. There are all kinds of Shedim. Some Shedim were Mesham Shei Talmid HaChomim, they served Talmid HaChomim. And some Shedim were like Malach HaKabola. Now, for three reasons we don't enter a Chulin. First, the Bnech Shah, because of suspicion. People will say that this man has an appointment with a harlot. That's why he's going in that secret place. Who goes into a ruined building? Shah. Now, it's a mitzvah on the Jew to avoid suspicion. First of all, every Jew is mechuyev to keep his good name. It's an obligation to keep your good name. And second, it's a chilul Hashem if they think that a Jew is doing something wrong. So the first reason is to stay out of the chuv is because of shah, suspicion. Second is mevnei ha'mapeles. It might collapse on him. It's dangerous. In a ruined building. It's a sakana. And the third, mazikin. Another sakana. It's mazikin. Shedim used to frequent ruined buildings in those days. And therefore, you should keep away from them. Praying digging more value, I need all three reasons. You're giving a reason. Because of suspicion, typically that comes forth, the reason that you shouldn't go there, Meshum Ma'apelas, because it might collapse. That's the most simple reason. Might collapse on you. And so the Gemara bechadeti, in case it's a new chub, sometimes a building became a chub, let's say part of it collapsed, but the rest of it is still firm. Therefore, it's not a sakona. Sakona is an old chub. It's already corroded and rotted away, it might collapse any minute. But if it's a new chuvah, so then the reason of sakonet mapeles doesn't apply, but the reason of chshah does apply. So let it come forth from this that you shouldn't go there. Because of mazik, even a new chuvah. But shedim go where people don't go. And a chuvah, even a new place that's abandoned, shedim go. So you shouldn't go there. And so the Gemara betray. It means if you come in, two people, there's no fear of shading, but two people are there, no fear of shading, and still there is chshat, and also sometimes mapelas. If there are two people, chshat nami leket, there's no suspicion. If two Jews go, a Jew is ashamed to do something wrong in the presence of his fellow man. That's how it used to be. So why can't two Jews enter? And you say the reason is because of Shad. And so the Gemara bit today, you place two Jews who are not moral Jews. I was telling us, two Jews who are not moral should note that they shouldn't go into a building. But even though you're not moral, but you have to avoid Shad, let's say they're police. But they don't intend to do anything wrong. So keep out of the building, because people will suspect you that you're going for something wrong. Which means, no matter how bad you are, don't try to make yourself worse than you are. One reason is because it might collapse. Typically, the reason comes forth, Meshul Shadi Maziki. Why do you need a reason, Ma'apelis? And Tegmoret, Bitreyev Shevet. Those two kosher Jews go into a Chorbet. They want to daven, for instance. Or they want to inspect the chuvah. So two kosher Jews are going, there's no chshat, and there's no fear of mazikah. But there should be a fear, the building will collapse. Now they want to ask, b'nei mazikah, why bring this in? Tepeklei, b'nei chshat, y'malpeles. You have two other reasons. And for the emore, b'chu b'charet, y'betrevik shevek. Suppose it's a new chuvah that we won't be afraid, not afraid that it will collapse, and there are two Jews, so no fear of Mazikin, and they shave. They shave him, there's no shot. Frag the Gemara, he betrayed, there are two Jews going in Mazikin, Amileke, so there's no reason applies. if two kosher Jews go in, so there's no fear of mazikin, and there's no fear of shad. And for the Gemara, and it's a new chorba, you say, a new chorba, where two kosher Jews go in. So a new chorba, there's no fear of mapelas, it won't collapse. And since there are two, there's no fear of mazikin. And since they're kosher, there's no shad. And so the Gemara, they may came on the kosher in their place, where they were already, it's known that they are there, so therefore we are afraid. So if it's a new chorba, and it's not known that mazikin frequent that place, it would have been two kosher Jews to go in. But a place where it's known that they frequent, they should stay out. The boy is saying, we wish you can say, Leilom Bechad, or Bechor Becharati. One Jew, not two Jews. And it's a new chorba, there's no question about Pelas. And you ask why, is it usher to go in, you say, because of the third reason, because of mazikin. But you say, why shouldn't you be afraid of chshad? Why do you need mazikin? The koi bedava. This korban is standing in a wilderness. It means far away from civilization. The horsemen there, mishum chshad, no fear of chshad, but there are no women out there in the wilderness. The ha'isha bedava or loshchin, a woman is not frequent to be in the wilderness. Or mishum mazikin, but because mazikin is need to fear, because mazikin frequents any abandoned buildings. So therefore, the Tana gives us three reasons why you shouldn't enter the chorba. Sometimes one applies, and sometimes the other one applies. Say that. The Maisa, all three apply today. A deserted building today is more dangerous than ever. It's full of dope addicts. Shad applies. And also, Mapelas might collapse on him. So it's halacha lemaisa. This Gemara, he should enter. Even if you want to urinate, better urinate on the street. Then go inside a deserted building. That's halacha lemaisa.
Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, amen. Rotze HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Vika hir balahem, toiro mitzvah shenema. Hashem hafif alam, sirka yagotel yadiyah.